The Supreme Court on Tuesday, February 18, granted interim protection from arrest to YouTuber Anwir Ullah Habadia, popularly known as Pear Biceps, in the FIRs registered at Mumbai, Guwahati and Jaipur for the offence of obscenity over his remarks during an episode of the India's Got Latent show. A bench of Justices Suryakant and N. Koteswar Singh passed the interim order while issuing notice to the respondents on the writ petition filed by Ullah Habadia against the multiple FIRs. The bench also directed that no further FIR be registered with respect to the same show. The interim protection is subject to the condition of he joining the investigation and cooperating with it. The bench also gave him liberty to approach the police for protection against threats. The bench further directed that the interim relief is subject to the condition that the petitioner or his associates shall not air any other show till further orders. He has also been directed to deposit his passport. Even though the court granted him interim relief, during the hearing, the bench severely berated Ullah Habadia for the language he used and described it as dirty and perverted. "Are you defending the kind of language?" Justice Kant asked Abhinav Chandrachur, who was representing Ullah Habadia. Chandrachur admitted that he was disgusted by the language used by Ullah Habadia but said that the question was whether it constituted any criminal offence. He referred to the judgment in a Purva Arora case which held that profanity per se would not amount to obscenity. However, Justice Kant seemed unconvinced. "If this is not obscenity, then what is obscenity? Is the judgment, in a Purva Arora case, a license to say whatever you want?" Justice Kant asked. When Chandrachur said that Ullah Habadia was facing multiple FIRs, Justice Kant said that there were only two FIRs, and one FIR was in his hometown Mumbai itself and the other one was in Guwahati. Chandrachur replied that as per his knowledge, there is one more FIR and complaints are being filed all over the country. He cited the T.T. Antony case judgment to argue that there cannot be multiple FIRs over the same offence. However, Justice Kant said that the ingredients of the FIRs were different and they are filed with respect to different statements. The dirty language, humiliating FIR used against the persons of Arunachal Pradesh is the subject of the other FIR, Justice Kant said. "There is something very dirty in his mind, which has been vomited by him in the program. He is insulting parents also. Why should the courts favor him?" Justice Kant asked. When Chandrachur said that his client was receiving death threats, Justice Kant said that the state will take care of that. Chandrachur also cited the Nupur Sharma case, saying that the court granted her relief although the statement made by her was much worse. "If you can try to attain cheap publicity by saying these kind of things, there might be others also who might want to get cheap publicity by making threats," Justice Kant commented. "The words which you have used, parents will feel shamed. Sisters and daughters will feel ashamed. Entire society will feel shamed. It shows a perverted mind," Justice Kant said of Ullah Habadia's comments. When Chandrachur said that his colleague who went to the police station was also mobbed, Justice Kant expressed disapproval of the lawyer going to the police station. "Why did the lawyer go? Under which law? Just because you can pay and lawyers will start rendering these services? This is insulting the lawyers, dress also," Justice Kant said. When Chandrachur said that even the mother of Ullah Habadia was receiving threats, Justice Kant responded, "What embarrassment he has caused to parents. We know from where he has copied the question. There are certain societies where they warn those who are not supposed to watch the program, they maintain precautions." Chandrachur clarified that the show was having restricted access only to paid subscribers, who are adults, and the controversy erupted when a video recorded by one subscriber got leaked on social media. To recapitulate, Ullah Habadia remarks that are being objected to were part of an episode of comedian Samarina's YouTube show India's Got Latent. Besides Ullah Habadia and Renar, YouTube celebrities Ashish Chinchlani, Jaspreet Singh and Apoorva Makhija were part of this episode. When video clips from this episode went viral on social media, they created huge outrage and Ullah Habadia and Rena attracted mass criticism. Later, Rena issued a public apology and deleted all episodes of India's Got Latent from his YouTube channel. Ullah Habadia, on his part, issued a public apology, admitting that his comments were inappropriate. On February 10, Guwahati police registered an FIR against five YouTubers and content creators for promoting obscenity and engaging in sexually explicit and vulgar discussion. Reportedly, the Maharashtra Cyber Department and Jaipur police have also registered cases in connection with the controversy. On February 14, advocate Dr. Abhinav Chandrachur mentioned the present petition before CJI Sanjeev Khannar, who told the council that a date had already been given. Though Chandrachur said that there was an apprehension of coercive action by Assam police, CJI Khannar did not say anything further. Notably, in 2024, Allahabadia was presented the Disruptor of the Year award at the National Creators Award by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In related news, YouTuber Ashish Chinchlani has moved the Guwahati High Court seeking anticipatory bail in connection with the FIR lodged against him by Guwahati police over the alleged obscene and controversial comments made in an episode of India's Got Latent. Case title: Ranveer Gautam Allahabadia vs Union of India and ORS, WPCRL, No. 83/2025. # Supreme Court to hear today a writ petition filed by YouTuber Ranveer Allahabadia, at Bear Bicep Sky, in respect of FIRs registered against him across multiple states over his remarks during the India's Got Latent show bench. Justices Surya Kant and N. Kotaswar Singh picked twitter.com/tgfggjh9jf, Live Law, at Live Law India, February 18, 2025.